Blog Talk Radio.
So bad.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, everybody, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Feel like...
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, the one, Jesus, the Lord, that you still divine in the heaven to stop our prayers from being answered right, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just pray to grab our faith, amen, that our prayers are not the first time that we're living in the supernatural. So Lord, we have faith right now for answering, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, thank you, oh God, and those who serve us on the day of God. Make us more like you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us receive right now the God of heaven, the knowledge and the truth of your word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight. And we just want to thank you for doing this to you. We bless the Holy Spirit, all the peace coming to you. Every heart and mind of the children of the earth. So I'm glad to thank you for the name of the wicked one. That we are children of the
Make all things new, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
from your head blood on Calvary, amen. That redeems us, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If we had a thousand tons of people, we still could thank you, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on you. That you pour our blessing on the life of your children. That we won't have room enough to receive that others will be blessed by the overflow. And we just want to say thank you right now for the overflow. Lord, we pray for the continued overflow of your blessings in our life and in the life of your children. Everybody's name was Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, bless the children around the world, oh God. So we pray for the strength, amen, hallelujah, and the blessing for the life of your apostle, God. Your hallelujah, your priests and teachers, amen. Your man, God. Hallelujah, your prophets and prophets right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we all need to help us. Oh Lord, help us. We thank you for your ever present help and the help that's on the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, they call it on the Oh Lord, help those in our family, oh God. It is our prayer that all will be saved. So Lord, we pray right now, oh God, you'll call them not to see you this day, oh God. That they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Lord, we pray for them alone this day, oh God. That they too may be found this day, amen. Every man, woman, and child, amen. We trust the right ladies across their lives. That we receive from them in the mighty way of God, that they may understand and receive them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that even an unbeliever, hallelujah, may act. How can we be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and we declare by faith on today that we're born of God, and the evil one cannot touch us. Amen. We are, hallelujah, his faithful followers. We are fellow citizens with the saints of the house of God. We are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, amen. We declare to God by faith, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are taken for faith, my Lord, my God, that we are his disciples because we have love for others. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are kingdom builders, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh Lord, refresh your anointing that is on our life, oh God. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh drink, fresh hallelujah, revelation. First man, I lay down on the top in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We receive our faith on today. But Heavenly Father, we ask that Jesus name that you increase our faith to receive it before. We know you're bound to be a God of more than enough. Lord, we thank you for more than enough, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare to God by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children. My Lord, my God, we pray for the strength of every marriage between man and woman right now, God. That you continue to bless them, oh God, and bless us in a mighty way, oh God. Let us be able to be upon the life of this marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ, and peace. Hallelujah, be in every marriage to our name, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that every need be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Hallelujah. We have hope. We thank you, Lord God. We can see right now, Lord. Unspeakable. Lord, we pray for those who have lost the most one today. We thank you, Lord, oh Lord God, for such your heart and mind to be done. You know, that. Let hope be restored in that family. Amen. That unity be restored in that family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, those of us that are in a point of life, Lord, we thank you for making us right here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we took all the issues. And the Lord has let there be a release of God on today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that Lord, we pray for him to accept him all the life of the upon the life of your minister, upon the life of your pastor, upon the life of your evangelist, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, God, we come to worship you, oh God, hallelujah, we come to give you all the praise and glory and all the adoration, oh Lord, for no one's greater than you, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our and we just want to thank you. Thank you for every breath that we take in every single moment. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We just bring the family all the time. And we still this prayer with the blood of Jesus that does all things for faith and the promise and the Holy Spirit of the living God that the world. And if it speaks the same, the God, amen, I was so glad when they sent us to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Come on, how many of y'all glad to be on today, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Knowing there's nothing that you did. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you didn't do to keep you. But God did. He saw it fit for you to be here on today. Then he remembered you. And he called you by your name, said, son, daughter, get up. Hallelujah. I got work for you to do. Are you ready to do the work of the Lord? Amen. There's something for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. It's more than just eat and drink and put on clothes. Hallelujah. It's something for you to do. You got to go. Hallelujah. You got to get to moving. God said, I got something for you to do. There are divine appointments in that you need to meet on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, even right there in your own home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service. Amen. Amen. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. We here in Houston, Texas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. And we just want to welcome you here to Sunday service this afternoon. This is the time to where we come to get the word of God. If we don't come to church for anything else, we should definitely come to get the word of God. Amen. Because what we do realize is if you get the word of God, you're getting it all. Amen. So welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We want to welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters and family members and friends here to Sunday service. Those that are here with us here in Houston, Texas, welcome. We thank y'all. Apostle Tawanika and I, we are so grateful that you have also welcomed us into your homes. Amen. We're so grateful to be carriers of the word of God. You know, so thank y'all for inviting us. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here with us in our neighboring state, Louisiana. We love y'all so much, and thank y'all for loving us. Thank y'all for loving us so much. So many family members and friends come to Texas, to Houston, to visit with us. And we just have such a great time when y'all come. Oh, my goodness. We just love y'all so much. So welcome here to Sunday service. My mother and grandmother, you know, that always come to church to show up. Sometimes, you know, they call in. Sometimes it's online. But I know that you're there, my brothers and sisters. Amen. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming to Sunday service. Every single one of my brothers and sisters, family members and friends here with us from New York. Amen. We love y'all so much. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all of the friends and family members that are there in New York, Queens, New York, Brooklyn, and all those areas. Y'all come to church. So thank y'all for coming to church as well. And welcome. Every single body here with us from Chicago, Illinois. You know, Minister Learn Green is there in Chicago, Illinois. He's a very good friend of ours, strong man in Christ. There, he's on the roster, you know, with us. So welcome, Minister Learn Green, he and his wife and his family members and friends there in Chicago, Illinois. We just want to welcome every single one. Every single body that's online, we welcome you as well. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, especially if you're online, we would like for you to call in. You know, call in 845-277-9213 and press 1. Let us know who you are, you know, and where you're from. You know, you are just as welcome as people that already, you know, come to church. You know, this is God's house. This is not our house. This is God's house. So this is an opportunity. You know, we want to personally welcome you as well. If you do have anything that you want to bring to Christ, this is the time to where we come together in prayer. And I thank God for this opportunity. You know, a lot of times, you know, we'll come to Sunday service and, you know, go through the whole service and, you know, we'll be needing something that we need in prayer. And we just might get that right after, before we even came to the altar. But this is that opportunity that God has set aside, you know, for us to bring those things to the altar. Not to me, you know, not to Apostle Talanika, not to Minister Learn, but bringing to Jesus. You know, we're believers. We are believers in the body of Christ, not just us, but each and every one of you as well. That's the reason why we came to Sunday service, because we are believers. And that we are believing for. Let us come together on one accord, praying about these things, and lay it all down at Jesus' feet, knowing that it shall happen, that it shall come to pass. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that is too big or too small that God can't take care of. And as a matter of fact, there's nothing that God hasn't already taken care of. But let us come together, hallelujah, asking in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. So welcome every single one more time here again.
Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our scripture reading. And then we'll have our song and then a preach word by a pastor. Do we say amen and amen?
My Lord.
Hallelujah, amen. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. May God bless y'all for what y'all doing. Y'all just continue to do God's work. You know, God's going to... But I guarantee you, God got a reward for all of us that's doing his work. Even the one that's not doing his work, he still has something prepared for them, too. They need to get it right, because God is soon to come. Have you any river that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction in spite of all doctor medicine would do you no good? Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you trouble in your home? Seem like that old enemy just wouldn't leave you alone. In spite of all, you don't know that you know to do. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We love you so much. We thank God for you. May God continue to pour into you great and mighty and continue to use you. I pray that you will continue to be willing to be that vessel that God flows through. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Stay with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we have our scripture reading. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, our scripture reading is coming out of the book of John, chapter 3, verses 26 to 29. John chapter 6, verses 26 through 39, the Bible says, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Verse 29 says, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Amen. Amen. And just to give a little scripture breakdown here, in these few scriptures, Jesus criticized the people who follow him only for the physical and temporal benefits and not for satisfying their spiritual hunger. Many people use religion to gain prestige or comfort or even political votes, but those are self-centered motives. True believers follow Jesus simply because they know that he has the truth and his way is the way to life. Amen? Mm-hmm. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and then we'll be back for the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Put your hands. right here. Come on, go with me. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me.
And hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus rebuked him.
Yes, Lord.
And immediately Thank the boy God. Was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. We come to bring it all over to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray right now that you prepare your heart and your mind to receive right now. I pray your spirit be open and to receive the man of God as he preaches and teaches the word that God has given him. Holy Spirit led and fueled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I present to you a man of God, a man after God's own heart, a loving man, a husband that's dedicated to his wife and children and his family, a man that will go all the way, a real friend when you're in need. He's a friend that you can count on. Amen. Hallelujah. Filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. For such a time as this, I present to you God's own prophet, our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I thank God for this opportunity, you know, to be right here in this place. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to carry this word out.
Amen.
Where, you know, I'm so grateful. I thank you so very much, my beautiful wife, Apostle, you know, for this warm introduction, you know, but this right here, what we are, this place where we're in right now, you know, I want to give all honor and glory unto God who is being the head of my life, amen, and who is doing so much in my life, you know, right now. And I know that he's doing just as much in your life as well. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 3. We'll start right here. I'll be reading from the King James Version over here in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 3. Today, there's a word that's going to go forth today. You know, God has put it on my heart to deliver this word. And I pray that every single ear to have an ear to hear and heart to have a heart to receive, you know, receive this word. And the lesson of topic or place of reference of study, are you coming out all right? Or shall I say, you are coming out all right? That's a better way to put it. You are coming out all right. You are coming out all right. Let us pray before we get started. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity for us to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Father God, for giving us your spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that's being our unseen partner. Your Holy Spirit, Father God, who is our leader, our coach, you know, the one that tells us when to go in and when to come out, hallelujah, to open up, that you have a word for us, you know, to wake up, to go and to come. We thank you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that your spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaks to our mind and it speaks to our hearts and it be every single word that enter on it to the inside of us. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We say, you go right now in Jesus' name, for you are not welcome here. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And the whole church do say amen, amen again. Let's go over here to Mark. Mark chapter 3, and I'll start here at verses 1. Mark chapter 3 and verses 1. You are coming out all right, church. See, I don't know what it is that you're going, that you have going on in your life right now, but I'm here to tell you that you are coming out all right. Amen. You are coming out all right. Mark chapter 3 and verses 1, it reads here, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man which had a withered hand. Now, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus here. There was a man that had a withered hand. 2, and they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do evil, to save life or to kill? This is Jesus speaking here. But they held their peace. 5. And when they had looked around, and when he had looked around about them with anger, being grieved from the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other one. My Lord, my God. See, I'm here to tell you, church, that you are coming out all right. God is good every single day. God is good every single day. Amen. Every day, God is good. See, now here it is. Jesus is right here in the synagogues here, and there was somebody that was in need of God right here in the synagogue. There was a man, he had a withered hand. So we need to understand that this is a physical disability. See, this was something that was physical right now. See, it doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't have something going on the inside. It doesn't mean that he did. It doesn't even mean he didn't. But here it is that Jesus Christ being right here in the synagogue, and obviously it was the Sabbath day. See, the Sabbath day, we have to understand, you know, right here in biblical times, you know, the Sabbath day was a place where you cease from working. This was the law. This was the rule keeping and the rituals. And, you know, obviously there were people that are here, Pharisees and things that are keepers of the law. You know, they were there. They were watching him. That's what the Bible said. They were watching him just to see if he was going to break the law. Now, this is God. This is Jesus, who is God. He was right here, and he seen that there was a man in there that had a withered hand. His hand was withered. I don't know if you understand, you know, when something is withered, that means that it is not the form like it's supposed to be. We see when a fruit withers, you know, a fruit that is perfect in all of its form, you know, when it's ripe, but then when it starts to wither, you know, it starts to draw up and like it's dead. You know, it's still, you know, not rotted and fall all the way, but it was a withered hand. And here it is. Jesus, he gave the man some instruction, stress for your hand. Well, first he told him, to stand for. He told him to stand for. And then he told him to stretch forth your hand. And he stretched forth his hand, and he said the hand was made whole. See, I'm just telling you how good God is to you. God is good to you every single day. See, we may have some evil days. We may have some evil days, but God is still good to us even in that evil day. See, we may have some disabilities or some things that we may be going through in life right now that cause us to physically be disabled, or some things that may be going on in our life that cause us to spiritually or mentally be disabled. And these are the times, you know, that, I mean, these are the things and the times that we are experiencing. Amen. We experience things on the inside. We also experience things, you know, that's going on the outside. And this could be our evil day. But God is still good. God is still good. And I thank God for Jesus. Jesus didn't care about what these rule keepers or these people that are there watching him. He didn't care about what they were going to say or how they feel about him. See, there was somebody that was in need. There was somebody that was in need of God. See, how many of us are in need of God right now? Right now. How many of us are in that place or in need of God? But here it is that we have people that want us to be in need of them. They want to tell us, all you have to do is to do this. Well, if you go over here and talk to this physician, go over here and talk to this doctor. I heard about this person right here that did some surgery on this hand, and This hand right here came out all right. He got a scar on it, and it looked, but it's better than what it used to be. See, we got so many of us that want to play God or want to be the healer. They want to be the deliverer. They want to be the one that you come to, you know, when you're in need of something. See, Jesus didn't care about all of that. And then they want to judge you if you was to go to where you really can get help. Amen, amen. God is good to us. See, we all have something that we need to go to God about. Amen. See, we have things going on the inside and things going on the outside. God knows about everything that we have going on. About everything. Mark chapter 3 and 2. Let's look at this in a place of understanding. Now, this is Jesus. Let's look at this in a place of understanding. Mark chapter 3 and verses 2, it says that, and they were watching him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, so they can accuse him. And then Mark chapter 3 and 6, it reads here, and the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. I thank God for Jesus. I think that he didn't even care because they were plotting up a plan. They was trying to get a plan together to try to destroy him. He still healed the man. Uh-huh. Because God is good. Now you need to understand, because God is good, you are coming out all right. You are coming out all right, church, because God is good. Uh-huh. Here we are. We have something going on in our inside world right now. See, everybody got something going on on your inside world. See, I'm talking about that thing that I can't look at you and see that is going on. See, I can't look at you and see that you're going through some depression right now on the inside. I can't look at you and see that some of the red blood cells or the white blood cells may not be functioning like they're supposed to be functioning, because you look all right on the outside. So I can't look at you and tell that you have something that's cancerous, that's growing on the inside, that's causing the body to break down, that's causing you to feel all these unclean thoughts and have all these unclean spirits that have attached themselves to you. You know, I can't see that by looking at you. But I thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus, God knows what's going on the inside. See, that's our inside world. Not only do some of us have something going on our inside world, but we also have, just like the man with the withered hand, we have things that's going on our outside world. Two things. So we all got something to come to God about. See, I don't have to pretend in front of you and try to let you think that every single thing about me, you know, like I don't have no issues. See, I got issues just like every single body else have issues. I got issues going on the inside, and I got issues that's going on the outside. But I thank God that every single thing that is about me is already all right. I thank God. Amen. That God, I think Uncle Joel, he sang this song. He said, God specializes. Hallelujah. I thank God that I serve a God that specializes on those things that's going on the inside, and also those things that's on the outside. See, I'm coming out all right. Somebody say amen, amen. I'm coming out all right. Amen. Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. Let's read a little bit more. Let's see. We need to get a little bit more of the word. See, when you know you're coming out all right, see, you have to know who it is that's in charge, who it is that's leading the charge. Now, Mark chapter 3, it's interesting how we read here. You know, we read 6 right here. Mark chapter 3 and verses 6. But let's read what 7 says. 7, but Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. You know, all from Judea, and then from Jerusalem, and then from beyond the Jordan. And then it says right here, you know, from Tyre and Sidon, it said a great multitude of them, they had heard about the great things that he did, and they came unto him. 9, and he spake to his disciples. You know, he told them to prepare a small ship that they'll wait for him because of this multitude, that they're going to try to throne him as king, as their king. So you need to understand that, you know, they heard about Jesus healing this man with the withered hand, and you know, they was going to try to throne or to get him to be their king, to get him to be their king. But it said he withdrew himself because he wasn't going to let them, you know, to try to get him to be their king right at this time. See, there's some work for him to do. Amen. Amen. 10, it reads here, for he had healed many, and insomuch, and they had pressed upon him to touch him, as many that had plague. 11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. Amen. He goeth up into a mountain, and he called unto them who he would. See, we know this right here is that place where Jesus had called his soon-to-be apostles, his 12 apostles there. And it says right who it were. It says that were he summoned Simon, you know, who he surnamed Peter, then James, the son of Zebedee, and then John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them, you know, the Barnabas, which are the sons of the thunder. 18, and there was Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who later on who betrayed Jesus. But see, we need to understand, you know, what's going on. See, when we know that we are coming out all right. See, I would imagine, see, the text right here doesn't necessarily say, but because I know that who God called, and I also know God equipped them for the calling. See, I know that every single one of them, they had a plan and a purpose for their lives. See, God is not going to call you out of a place if he don't have a plan for you. See, I'm going to say that again. See, you are coming out all right. See, when you go through things that are in your life, you need to understand before God calls you out of that thing, he had already healed you. He had already delivered you. He had already had a plan for you before you even accepted the calling. Before even Judas of Iscariot, the one that later on betrayed Jesus. See, there was still a plan. Hallelujah. There was still a plan. Amen. That's not this sermon today, but we need to understand that you are coming out all right. Amen. You're coming out all right. So now, because these 12 that he had called, they had a plan and a purpose on their lives, see, we need to understand that Satan is at work. We need to understand that Satan is working on those who God are calling out of darkness. Satan is continually, daily working on those that who are plagued with all type of sicknesses and diseases, have all different type of spirits, all type of spiritual things that are going on the inside world and on the outside world, because he knows one thing. See, Satan knows that if God was to show up in your life and to heal your body, he knows if God was to show up in your life and deliver you from that depression that's going on, that anger that's going on the inside, all that strife that's going on, all that pride and envy and backbiting and talking dirty and all this kind of stuff, that laziness, all that stuff that we can't see. See, Satan knows if God was to show up and deliver you from those things, that you would be just like these men or these women. See, you may be inclined where you're going to follow him. You may be inclined to what you're going to witness of what God has done for you. And he knows that if you want to enter into that place, realizing what God has done and you start following him, he know that his selfish and vexing butt got to go. He say he knows that he got to go. When you start to trust in God, when you know that you're coming out all right, he know that you're trusting in God, he know that he got to go. My Lord, you're coming out all right.
Hallelujah.
You're coming out all right. See, that was a sound that was going through that. See, the Pharisees had already set up a plot and a plan to destroy him. It said, but Jesus, he withdrew himself. So let's read on down here of what they were saying. And ain't this just like those who are serving Satan in his kingdom? When they realize that they can't do nothing, they can't do anything to you to keep you bound, they start talking about you. They start lying on you. Uh-huh. See, you used to be a part of that clique. See, you used to be a part of that group. But then when you disassociate yourself because you didn't see the light, when you cut them off because you know that they are going in a direction that God does not intend for you to keep on going, they start lying on you. They start saying all matters of things about you. So they still are doing something spiritual because they still are trying to tear you down. Hallelujah. But you need to know, church, you're coming out all right. You're coming out all right, and it's a process. It's a process that you're going through, and you're coming out all right. Let's read what the Word of God says right here. See, right here in verses 20, Mark chapter 3 and verses 20, it says, and the multitude came together again, and that they could not be as so much, 21, and when his friends heard of it, they went out and they laid upon him, for they had said, he is beside himself. So here it is, Jesus' friends. Look at this, here it is, his friends. Jesus' friends, see, they heard about what he had done and what's going on right now, and he is friends. He must be beside himself. Let me go over and let me talk to him. That's just like a friend that is being misled, that's being used by Satan. See, we have people that are in our lives that, you know, we call them friends, but they don't even know that they are strategically being used to try to keep me in a place, to try to keep me from going where God is telling me to go. How many got friends like that? Say amen out. Hallelujah. But you need to know, church, that you are coming out. You're coming out all right. You're coming out all right because God is on your side. God is on your side. So let's hear some of the lies that they were saying to him. 22, it says here, and the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he had Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils, he cast out devils. Listen at that lie. Hallelujah. And he called unto him, and he said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? Mm-hmm. And if the kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. See, this is Jesus speaking to him. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself, and he be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemous and wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But, 29, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost have never forgiveness, but danger of eternal damnation. So you need to understand here. I'm glad that Jesus, I'm glad that God, and I'm glad that the Holy Spirit has considered me to be a part of that all who are called to be the sons and the daughters of him, of his kingdom. Because he says right here that you are forgiven. He said that you are forgiven. And I thank you, Lord, that's how I know that I'm coming out all right. See, they're going to lie on you.
those old friends that you have a disassociate yourself with, the ones that say, I remember when you used to do, I remember when you used to say, I remember when we used to go. Girl, do you remember this? Man, I remember when you did this and did that, but I'm coming out all right. See, you know me right there when I was in my darkest part of my life. And see, I may didn't know any better. But now when you see me right now, you see me cleaned up on the outside. And that's because of the God that had entered in on the inside that has been cleaned me up. See, I used to be an angry man. I used to be a depressed man. I used to have all kind of wrath and strife and stuff going on my inside world. But I thank God that he seen me. And I thank God that he delivered me. And I thank God that he has set me free. And now that who you see right now, see, I'm glad that you can remember who I used to be. Because now who you see right now is not the same that I'm not the same who I used to be. I'm not him no more. I'm coming out all right. I'm coming out all right. So stop lying on me. Stop lying on me. Amen. So my question is, see, church, I have a question here for you. Who are those who know that they are all right? Who are those that know that they are all right? See, it's evidence. If you trust in God or if you trust in yourself or you're still listening to those lying friends. See, it's evidence. It's very evident. Who is it that knows that they are all right? I believe, church, that those of us who have been delivered from something. See, I'm talking about before you were saved. See, it's easy for us to say that, okay, well, this is the sons, and these are the daughters of God, and that's the reason why God is so good to them. See, I'm talking about those of us before you were saved and God did something good in your life. Those of us before you had got delivered from that thing, before you knew the word of God, before you called on God, and you realized that Jesus had stepped in and turn that thing around. See, you were destined to go into the hospital, and they had already given up on you. They had already declared that we're going to give up on you. We're going to say something to you that's going to cause you to give up as well, so you to lose your life. But here it is that God has stepped in, and he said, no, that's not going to be. And they couldn't realize that all that they had said, they had plotted to do, it could not come to pass. See, Your cortisone level was up high. Your cortisone level was down low. So your blood pressure was so low, they couldn't even realize how you were still living. See, I'm talking about somebody that when you went in and you had a very, what they call it, low oxygen level. So you went in, you had a low oxygen level. But here it is, while you was in that hospital, while you was laying up in that bed and you had the catheters in your nose, while you was in that place where they couldn't realize how they was going to get your levels up, just said a little prayer in right there. Or you just open up and said, my God, would you help me? Just a little or something right there, and God delivered you out of that thing. Then your oxygen level started to go up. Your heart started to beat a little bit stronger and a little bit stronger. See, they took a little blood sample, and they seen low count of red blood cells and white blood cells, and then it got leveled off. So you start operating, your body starts to function in the perfection like God had intended to function before you even got delivered. Hallelujah. I believe that these are the people who know that they are all right. See, now you're saved right now. You're saved now, and you remember what God did before you got saved, when you were still in darkness, when you did not deserve. Hallelujah. You're coming out all right. You are coming out all right, church. You need to understand that what God have already done in your life, if you could just think about it and remember how good he already been to you. See, you shouldn't have no reason to believe that whatever it is that you're going on, that you have going on right now, that he ain't going to be good. Because, see, we said from the beginning that God is good every day. He even good to you in those evil days. See, that's my question. Who is it that knows that they are all right? Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle just said what you said. Would you say that I'm all right? And I believe that, Apostle. Every man and every woman that say that they're all right, even when they realize that the report that they have, even when you realize that what have already been declared over you, you still know that you are right because you know that God are with you. And he brought you through this and he brought you through that. Who know that they're coming out? How many of us know that y'all coming out? That's a good question. I believe this. Just like those that know that they are coming out, there are those that know that they are all right. See, I'm talking about us that right now you're in the middle of something right now. You're in the middle of a trial right now. But you know that you're coming out of this. You know that you're coming out because Jesus Christ is speaking right now on the inside of you. See, he is interceding for you right now. See, you have an understanding of who it is that's on the inside. And because you have that understanding of who it is on the inside, you know that right now while you're going through these trials and tribulations, that you're going to come out on the other side. You're going to come out all right. You know what you know. I believe that. I believe that every man and woman that it realizes that right here in the middle of what you got going on, you realize that, you know what, God has rescued me from this already. Yeah. I'm talking about right there. I believe those are the ones that know that they're coming out. When you have already experienced a miracle in your life, and you know right now that God specializes in these miracles, and you know that you know that only a miracle can bring you out. And you know that you are coming out because you're expecting that miracle. You're expecting that miracle because you are a part of God's body. You are a part of his kingdom. You are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who I believe that knows that they are coming out. Amen. Amen. Let's go. Let's get this food here. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We'll start right here with verses 1. Mark chapter 4 and verse 1. And he began teaching, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was a gathering unto a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and he sat in it. He sat in the ship, and the whole multitude was by the sea on land. Now, Jesus out there in the sea is a multitude. That's all by the seashore, you know, about the wayside there. It said, and he taught them many things by parable, and he said unto them this in doctrine. Hearken, I mean, listen. Behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. 5. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprung up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and it became scorched because it didn't have any root, and it withered away. 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. 8. And others fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. 9. And he said unto them that have ear to hear, let them hear. 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12, they asked him of this parable. 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done by parables. Hallelujah. 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 Let's put a period right there for a second. not only will God do a miracle in your life and bring you out of that destruction and bring you out of that despair, bring you out of that place, whether it is something physical or something spiritual. Here it is, there's a parable that's going on right here with Jesus. There's a lot that's going to come to him for help. There's a lot that's going to come to God. There's going to be ones that just heard about somebody that has power and authority to get the job done, and they're going to come. And God is going to speak something. And just like these here, see, we need to understand, you know, this parable right here, just like some of these, we need to understand that when the word of God goes forth, some going to receive, some going to pretend like they receive, some not going to receive, and then you're going to have those that not only they receive, but it's going to increase in their life. See, that's the difference. That's the difference in that relationship that you have with God. See, this stony ground is a representation of these hearts. I'm talking about the mind of a man or a woman, the heart of a man or a woman. See, God is always speaking. See, you need to know that you're all right. Sometimes you'll get in a place to where you know that it's all right, and then just like one of these old stony grounds, so you have these thorns, so you have these people that have already been placed around you to say all manner of things to you to cause you to doubt what it is that God is saying. So that's what these thorns represent. See, they choke out the word of God because they keep on speaking. You got some that speak in the right ear and some that speak in the left ear, and they keep on speaking. They keep on speaking to you because they're trying to choke out the word. See, they're trying to cause you to lose your faith. Lose your faith in what, church? Lose your faith in what God is saying. See, these are the old stony, these old thorny hearts. Then you have the stony hearts. See, these old hard hearts. Hallelujah. See, those ones that like to pretend like. See, I'm talking about you. They get the word and they amen and amen and they yeah, yeah, yeah. And see, they receive it. But then when trials and tribulation come, hallelujah, they give up on God, right? In an instant. They give up. But I thank God that there are people that have been through something. There are people that have broken hearts right now. There are people that used to have a stony heart. They used to be in the presence of those friends that mean them no good. And I thank God that his word that is sown on the inside. I thank God that this old broken heart, see, now because it is broken, see, the word of God can get in on the inside and take root. Not only can it take root, but there's going to be an increase. Hallelujah. You're all right, church. You're all right, church. Jesus Christ have already done the work. You're all right, church. See, it's not just enough for you to hear it right here in Sunday service. See, you have to say it. I'm all right. I'm all right. Though I'm going through this right now, the word of God is being preached right now. I'm all right. I'm all right because God is all right. See, the word of God is forever established in heaven. So therefore, I establish this word right here in my heart, right here in my mind, right here on earth. And the increase when it's going to come out of my mouth. See, I'm going to be a witness for God. See, I can't stop telling people how good God has been to me. I can't stop witnessing. Just like the man, see, we ain't got a little bit of time. See, there's one that was had legions of demons. And Jesus Christ delivered him. He wanted to go. He wanted to follow Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you're staying. You go tell everybody. Go tell somebody. See, I can't stop telling somebody how God delivered me out of this thing when I should have been dead. See, it ain't been done about a year ago. See, I can't stop being a witness because I know God has called me. See, I know there's a plan and purpose for my life. I didn't lose. Hallelujah. I gained. Though I went through that, what I'm going through, hallelujah, I'm going to be a witness for what Jesus Christ is able to do. I'm going to be a witness for what God is doing. I'm delivered from principalities and powers. I'm delivered from rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. See, I'm delivered from this world because God have already saved me and rescued me from this world. I'm all right. And you too are all right. God bless you and may God keep you. I pray that this word today, that it take root. Hallelujah. That you didn't hear me, that you heard the word of God, and you realized that you are all right. Hallelujah. What a friend that we have in Jesus. And because we have a friend in Jesus, we're all right. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field. Because greater is he that is on the inside of me than any one of these seats that I hear in this world. I'm all right. God bless you. May God keep you. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. There may be one who have heard this word today, and you realize that you are not saved. You are not saved. You do not have a relationship with God. But you heard this word today, and now you are encouraged by the word of God. Because you realize that God is doing something, and he's doing something in your life, and you want to be that witness. Well, if that's you, if you desire today to be safe, to be saved, to be delivered, to be set free, I'm mostly talking about being free from self and being free from people. God has already did everything else. But see, now you have to be free from self and being free from people. Be saved today. Get saved. If you're not saved, then get saved. While you still have time. Will you press one? Will you press one? Apostle Tawanik and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. See, everything ain't going to come easy. But see, this, we thank God that he made it easy. Hallelujah. And we have been through some things in life, and we know that it ain't easy, but this is easy for you. To come to Jesus. Why you still have time. Everything else is hard. I'm not saying that after you be delivered that every single thing is going to be just easy. But I know this one thing. If God be for you, who can be against you? And I know that those things that you're going through right now without God, when you go through these things with God, you're coming out all right. You're coming out all right. I'm a witness of that. Will you press one today? If somebody that's in need of prayer, so you already a part of God's body. It's something that you need to pray about. It's something that you need to bring to Jesus. It's something you may be, you heard this message, and something may be going on right now. Will you press one? Even if you come for a family member or a friend, if you're coming on the behalf of a family member or a friend, press one. Press one. We all got something that's going on the inside world and in our outside world. Will you bring it to Jesus, though? Do you believe in prayer? The prayers of the righteous will avail as much. Do you believe in prayer? Do you believe that you are all right? Well, come join up with Apostle Tawanik and I, and let us pray with you, and let us pray for you. Just press one. If you are online, call in 845-277-9213, then press one. And we'll be happy to pray with you and pray for you. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Larry Green, we would love to be with you in that place of leading you and guiding you. That's what we are called for. That's what we are called for, apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. We're called. God called us out of the place where we were at. And equipped us, just like these 12 apostles, for the perfecting of the saints. That's why we want you to come and be a part of the gospel public ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, that you too may go forth and be a witness for him. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Amen. Glory to God. We give God our praise, excuse me, our glory and honor. Excuse me, you all have the hiccups here. We thank God for the word that went forth out of the mouth of his prophet, We pray that God will restore you, amen, for every virtue that left your body. We pray for restoration right there in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we pray that God will continue to use you mighty. Lord, we ask, oh God, that your son find favor in thy sight, oh Lord. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen him, oh God, in all that he do. Lord God, that you will bless it, amen, and that it will prosper, Lord. It's you that give the increase. So, Lord, we ask that increase take place in him and for him of our goodness and our favor and blessings.
Yes.
It is in Jesus' name. We pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, excuse me, I have the hiccups here. Amen. Amen. We're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. Our worship is not complete until we have given. Amen. Whatever you led to give on today in tithes and offering, we thank God. For the Bible says that God gives seed to the sower. Amen. And he loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Give cheerfully on today, not grudgingly. Amen. Amen. Oh, excuse me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us an immensity for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. Lord, we thank you, and as we give right now, God, oh Lord, we ask that you bless the one that give and the one that have purpose in their heart to give on today, and that you'll restore them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our announcement for today, July 17, 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. Amen. Our announcements for today, Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Also, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Please join us. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have our Sunday services here at 845-277-9213. Amen. We want to say happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating a birthday in this month of July. Happy birthday to you. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health, and strength and favor. Amen. And protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that every need be met. We pray that this month be a joyful, blessed month for you as the time that you have come into this world and that you allow God to use you for the rest of your life. Amen. It's our prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. If anyone of you all celebrate a wedding anniversary, happy anniversary to you and yours. For God ordains marriage between man and woman. So we pray for your unity. God will continue to bless you and keep you together. Long life, good health, and strength. The blessing of favor, Lord, be upon you. Peace, joy, and happiness. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You all, we're going to be preparing ourselves sometime this year. We haven't got a date yet for discipleship training. Amen. Amen. It's important that we all go through discipleship training. That is so important. So I just want to go straight to being a minister. Excuse me. But we do need to have training, to be trained up. Hallelujah. So that does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. And I want to thank everyone that came out on last night to the hit stage play, What Goes On in the Pastor Study, Stays in the Pastor Study. There were so many things that were going on in that pastor study, and it was a good play. It was a great turnout. People were everywhere. We had a really good time. Again, we thank Sister Connie Northern, who's always there to support. Amen. And amongst others that come, I'll continue customers that come out and support. We had a good time. So we're looking forward to next month's production that God has blessed us with on August the 13th, which is a Saturday night. So we'll give you all more information on that to come. But in the meantime, you all have a blessed Sunday, a blessed week until we meet again right here. Amen. And thanking God for this time together. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and understanding in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset in our community. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Man.
Amen, amen. I pray every single one was able to receive that word today. I know it was such a great word that the Holy Spirit was able to preach. I'm just a body that he flows through. It's a mouth that he used. It's the same as each and every one of you. You know, be that body that the Holy Spirit flows through. Be that mouth that he can use. Be that witness of who he is in your life.
Yes,
you could definitely be in a position where you can help somebody. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Even if, no matter how hard we try, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that God loves you. Also, remember that Satan has already been defeated. So those things that you may be facing in your life, or you've faced in your life, or it might show up today or tomorrow, what are you going through right now? Satan has already been defeated. Declare that over your life right now. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan or anybody that's working with him or working for him to strip the word of God out of your mouth. You heard the word today. Stay right there in that word. Read Mark chapter 3, 4, and 5, and get some revelation for yourself. There's a mighty word that's going forth for you, but it's better for you to get it all on your own. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.
Call me
one time.
till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love.